Ladies and gentlemen, have we gotten out the somber music? Yes. 4:37, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, and yes, it's a very sobering moment for all of us around here in Washington Times.
About time you had a sober moment.
The great Ralph Hallow, chief political writer or something
could
like
be,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, it's been
anyway,
said.
Right, he has...
alleged.
Yeah, right, he's staggered. I wandered into the studio this afternoon, and I figured I'd pick his brain over what the heck happened this week. Ralph, were you surprised?
No.
You weren't?
No.
You weren't surprised that Romney got trounced?
No.
Why?
I thought it would be worse.
Oh, my God. Oh, good. All right, well, thanks for dropping in.
And what else makes you laugh?
Man, oh, man. I mean, I was mortified. I really was. I'm sitting here watching the results, and as they're trickling in, things aren't trickling in the right direction.
Since you're interviewing me, I'm not going to ask you, although I'm dying to, why did you think that?
Well, you know, honestly, I thought that Mitt Romney would win this. I thought for some reason, I guess I was told by too many political types too many times over a period of too long.
You listened to wish thinkers.
Yeah, I guess I was. Yeah, I guess I was. So how do you explain it?
Well, there are several reasons he couldn't have won. One, it would take a good evangelical vote to get him over the top. The evangelicals, too many of them, weren't going to vote for a Mormon. That's just a...
Really? You think that played a role?
I don't think. I know.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's the way it is. Two, he didn't reach out to the evangelical community. I mean, he could have brought some of them over, but it was one of the most arrogant, insular campaigns that group in Boston, in a very tightly knit group, they didn't let anybody in. In fact, some of the top people, you know, people, big names that you know from Washington politics, that is, people who have run presidential campaigns for Republicans, were sent up there, but they never got in the inside. I mean, they were kept on the second rims, outer shell. It's the strangest thing.
Well, but that in and of itself, that standing alone, that group, that wouldn't have prevented him from getting the president.
Well,
see,
but
right?
When you don't reach out to people you need to reach out to, when you call stiff arm and cold shoulder people who matter in your party's politics, it doesn't help the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, that was not the reason. For a lot of other reasons, the failure of the party the Republican Party, to do the minimum necessary for the new America, the emerging America, the new demographic, young people, Hispanics, Asians. I mean, did you see the numbers that the Republicans rang up on Asians? Well, Asians should be the Republican Party's part of their base.
Yeah.
I think they got 27% or something.
All right, but how does Obama take all of those groups and add them all together? In my mind, he did it by giving them something. You know, he bought his way through.
Well, that's what politics is all about, Andy.
Yeah,
stop. I know where you're going with this. You don't have to give them bread and circuses to get their loyalty and attention. You can give them other things, like your attention. You can say things that indicate that you know they're there, A, you respect them, B, and C, you welcome them.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, how many Republicans do you see spending an evening in a Hispanic nightclub, bar, anywhere? I mean, it doesn't happen.
Hispanic nightclubs and bars? Because I didn't know
I don't know that, but I'm told. Nobody's heard it. I wouldn't know anybody.
my guess is you know the name of every one of those places.
See?
All right. Let's talk about the Senate and the fact that that was just a washout. I mean, I'm not kidding you. I've talked to Reince Priebus. I talked to everybody affiliated with the party.
And they all told you, and they all this is our year, baby.
They all said, here we go. You know, the Senate looks
landslide.
Great. Senate looks great. We got Scott Brown.
We're creating
Brown.
Two more seats to accommodate Republicans.
Exactly. You know, we got Scott Brown. He's going to take out Elizabeth Warren. We got Tommy Thompson going to do his thing. And I mean, right on down the line, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm buying it. You know, I mean, everyone's telling me this, and I'm thinking, okay, that's really great. Well, here I am, you know, fat, dumb, and happy, watching TV the other night, and you know, there goes Tommy Thompson. There
the
goes
image, I'll tell you that.
Scott Brown. There goes, you know, and it was just one after another. And then even in the House, we lost good people, you know, like Alan West, gone. And then this guy Grayson gets back in. How does that happen? I mean, it just sounded like the whole Republican, the whole GOP way of thinking just went right off the cliff.
Sandy.
Nah. Are you going to go that way?
No. I just wanted to see your expression. But boy, if you were dumb enough to buy what the wish thinkers were telling you, maybe you would buy Sandy. Yeah. Ah, Sandy. You did that to me. No.
No, it's just...
I'll tell you, Sandy did play a role in the sense that the governor of New Jersey.
Chris Christie, yeah.
Who, remember a guy with a similar name named Chris Florida?
Yes.
Who actually kissed Obama.
Yes.
He actually did. Grabbed him and kissed. Well.
You've done that, haven't you?
Well, no. If I had, I wouldn't let you know. Anyhow.
No, that's fair. It's
just be between
tell.
Him and me. Anyhow, the point is that Christie did what Republicans with any sense should find unforgivable. Why would he do that?
I know.
He wouldn't get his money? The president wouldn't give New Jersey can you imagine? This is the silliest thing, argument I've ever heard. All of the liberal press is apologizing, and some of the so-called conservative press, apologizing for Christie for saying, in effect, with body language, vote for Obama.
You're absolutely right on target. You know, what was wrong with just simply putting out your hand, thanking the president for his help, and going your way? This man-hug stuff. And then, two days later, Bruce Springsteen, is at an event, and Obama has... Is that for you? Is it your phone ringing? That's all right. Please, go ahead, take it. I got time. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax. Let me show you some wallet photos while Ralph is on the phone, okay? We'll just kind of keep... Now he's trying to figure out how to turn it off.
I suppose if my fly were open, you'd say that, too.
It is open.
There's
I'm looking.
I was going to ask. Not that there's any secrets on the show. Obviously, there aren't.
All right. So, anyway, getting back to the point, which I can't remember.
The point was what?
Okay, hang on. They're calling back, Ralph. They're calling back. Okay. Ralph is now taking a picture. He's fumbling with his phone. He's now he just took a picture of himself with his iPhone.
This is only my fifth iPhone. Right. I'm getting used to it. I'm learning.
Right. Okay. All right. So
speaking
of
learning.
The president hands the phone to Bruce Springsteen at an event. And on the other end is Chris Christie. So then, to make things worse, the next day, Chris Christie tells people that he wept. He was so touched because his hero, Bruce Springsteen, talked to him. So here's a guy, he's in love with Obama, and then Obama does him a favor of handing him, by telephone, Bruce Springsteen, one of his idols, and the guy goes on the next day and says, you know, the president did this for me. You know, isn't that great?
He was a U.S. attorney. He prosecuted criminals.
Chris Christie did?
Yeah. He was. That's how he got his reputation. Did you know
he
that?
He was a bad guy. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a, you know what I mean? Yeah,
no, he's a, no, he was a prosecutor.
No, I mean, but he was, you know, he had that attitude, you know, he took care of it, you know, well, he was a guy that, you know.
Well, I'm suggesting under the circumstances he ought to indict himself.
Yeah. You know, I'm all for that. Now your phone is buzzing.
Will you shut up about my phone?
Who wants you that badly? Who is it?
I have many, many fans.
Wait a minute. And that's a
all one, my fan calls.
That's a 1-900 number keeps calling him.
Excuse me, I gotta look at this. You know what I mean?
You owe them money?
I pay your bills. My bills.
All right. Well, listen. It was just a. It was a travesty. I'm sorry, and I'm talking about this interview.
Yeah. By the way,
right.
You mark my word.
Yes.
Christie will be at the top of the list because Republicans. You know they don't call it the stupid party for nothing.
You mean, don't tell me
4 years.
He's
going to be at the top.
No,
of the list.
He won't.
Yeah, he's going to be on the short list.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
I'll make a bet right now. He won't be there.
No,
he won't be there. Too many people are like me that just figure he sold himself down the river. You're done with the party.
No, if there are too many people like you, you would have an intelligent party.
Thank you. Thank you. Here's the $10. Thank you.
No, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Republicans are going to go for either Chris Christie or Chris.
Great. Your phone is buzzing again. All right, get out of here.
I can't help
get out
it.
Of
I
here.
Just,
all right.
I don't even own a phone. Ladies and germs, he's making this up.
All right, thanks for dropping.
My
appreciate
pleasure.
It. See
always
you later.
Enjoy it.
All right,
maybe
see
again?
You. All right, bye-bye. There he goes. Ralph Hallow. And Ann, thanks for calling him 4 times. I appreciate it. He's got to go now. Bye-bye. Take care. All right, folks. He just walked out and slammed the door. What a piece of work. 4:48, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.